大家好，今天这期节目是在东航坠机事件发生之前录的。今天节目开始之前，想说这几天看着东航飞机失事的消息，我们所有人大家都非常的揪心，心里有说不出的难过。现在能做的就是不断的祈福和祈求，真的是希望还有一丝奇迹发生的可能性。Our thoughts and prayers are with everyone affected by this plane crash. Hello, 大家好，我是 Jenny. 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
那今天我们的节目呢，要说说大家都非常感兴趣关心的话题，就是 relationship 感情、恋爱、婚姻。
That's right. Whenever we do a show on relationships, our comment section blows up.
对，因为我最近听了一个电台节目 and they were talking about what are some things that are deal breakers in a relationship.就是你受不了的，然后你也无法忍受你会因此分手或者离婚的事情。
Yes, and of course that's going to be different for everybody, but today we're going to talk aboutThe things that we can tolerate and the things that we absolutely cannot tolerate when it comes to relationships.
Tolerate 就是哪些你可以忍受，然后 absolutely cannot tolerate 就是绝对不可以忍受啊。哎，其实咱们中文里有一个说法叫，就你要睁一只眼闭一只眼，英文里可不可以这样说啊？ One eye open, one eye close.
We don't really have this phrase, no.
You should. It's such a great phrase.
We should. Even right before we started recording, I was like, I can think of it. I know I can think of it. I can think of it. I can't think of it.
其实他这里说的就是 there are some things you can, 你可以 tolerate, 可以忍受 Just, you know, 睁一只眼闭一只眼 because no relationship is perfect.
Of course.
好，那其实今天我们后面会讲的很多东西可能就取决于不同的个人或者这对 couple 啊。但是啊，在感情当中有很多事情是绝对不能容忍的，对吧？ There are some absolute deal breakers.
That's right. Obviously, the big one that comes to mind is abuse of any kind.
Abuse 就是虐待。
Right, so...Often when people think about abuse, they think about physical abuse, which is pretty terrible. But emotional abuse can sometimes be just as terrible.
对 ,physical 就是肢体上的,然后 emotional, 而且我觉得现在大家对这个 emotional abuse 的意识也越来越足了啊,就是情绪上的虐待。所以我们不是这两年老听一个词叫 gaslighting,
Or toxic relationship, that one is everywhere.
Toxic. Toxic relationship 经常就是讲的 if you're being emotionally abused, being 甚至 manipulated, 被对方操控控制或者 they're always putting you down, 经常看不起你让你觉得 made you feel very small.
Well, one thing that these two phrases, gaslighting and toxic relationship, share is thatA lot of people will define them differently. The one clear connection is that it's very bad.
是的，是的。就是很不容易，很痛苦。Probably you should end this relationship.
Exactly.
好，那看完了这些 absolute relationship deal breakers, 那我们接下来看这些可能没那么绝对啊，不是那么 absolute, 是取决于个人或者这对 couple 有什么 you know, you can tolerate, but 有什么是 you can't tolerate. 那我们首先来看一个大类，就是不同的生活习惯。
Okay, so different lifestyle habits.
对，很简单的一个例子，比如说有一方就是比较随意比较乱比较脏可能
Right, kind of messy
Yeah, 所以生活当中就什么房间不理啊或者衣服堆脏衣服很多不洗那个我们讲 messy 比较好是吧不会直接讲 dirty
Yeah, it's going to be different for everyone, of course. A messy person is not necessarily a dirty person.
对对对。那总之如果一个人比较 messy, 但是他的另一半呢就很洁癖。洁癖英文要怎么说?
Okay, so neat freak.
Ah, neat freak. Freak, F-R-E-A-K, 就是一个 like a sick person, 是吧？就有点太神经质那种怪怪的。那这里它是对 neat, 对干净整洁非常的 freaky, 它就是很洁癖。
Yes, now just be careful, guys, because a freak is a noun, so we want to say they are a neat freak.
诶，那如果说我有洁癖，你自己承认可以说 I'm a neat freak 吗？
You absolutely can. So now I'm thinking back to this poor guy, or maybe it's a guy, accused of being messy. Maybe he's just a normal guy, not messy at all, but his partner is very much a neat freak. So when he leaves his cup on the counter, he's accused of being messy.
对对对，就是每个人的那个标准不一样，对吧？而且真的是非常洁癖的人，可能他的另一半也真的 it's not that bad, but it's just not up to their standard.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just like this next word, lazy. I mean, that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. If one partner is super motivated, gets out of bed at 5 a.m, and the other partner, you know, sleeps in until 5:25, does that mean they're lazy?
啊，对，这个懒啊，你刚刚用说的这个 dimension, 这个侧面的懒是说一个人 partner 当中有一方特别 motivated, 对吧？自己自驱力非常强，生活习惯可能 in their career, 在他们的事业上也是很自驱。然后呢，另一个就比较可能 laid back,好，有的时候也因为我看到懒，其实我想到的是就是不做家务 ，you know, always trying to get out of doing any housework, 洗碗、拖地这种其实 it's not an absolute deal breaker for me, but it's something that I really, really don't want to tolerate. But 你刚刚说的那个。人生观比较不一样啊，一方就是很追求事业 ，whereas 另一方比较 relaxed. That I think can work really together, 因为它就很 complementary, 就很互补啊。
Yeah, exactly. Just like being messy and being a neat freak can kind of work together. Where it does not work together is when core values clash.
哦、oh, 对 ,core values, 你最重要核心的价值观就是中文我们也可以就简称为三观。I think 三观不同啊 ,different core values, 可能每个人都会有点不一样的对吧，但是问题就是你说的他们有没有冲突 ,do they clash?
Right, yeah, they don't have to be exactly the same, but ideally there is not any conflict, any major conflict between those values.
Or when you do have clashes, you know how to resolve them or how to live with them. 就我们刚刚那个例子，一个人比较 laid back, relaxed, 一个人 super motivated, super driven, 那个是比较 clash 的 core values. But if they can say, okay, we're a couple, we're married, you take care of the career,the money stuff, I make sure our home, our family unit is tight. 这也挺好对吧
Yeah, I'm not sure I see a values clash there. Like there might be personality clashes, but I think values are a little bit deeper than that.
诶其实再举具体一点的例子啊比如、when it comes to gender roles,、性别角色对于性别的一些、期待是吧Even if your gender roles are different, your perception of gender roles are different, you can make it work as a couple. 比如女生也觉得事业很重要，也 super driven. Then your partner can support it. 他不会反对。
Right, exactly.
然后 money 也是。其实看到了每一对 couple, 包括我自己 like our views on money,肯定是有一些不一样的。比如我跟我先生 ,I think our views on money generally are very, very similar. 就是 we're not, 就不会那种买很多奢侈品啊 ,indulgent 啊什么。但是在有一些事情上比如 when we go traveling, 我就觉得啊在那个经济允许的范围内酒店可以住好一点吃的可以好一点这些。And he really doesn't care that much about, you know, staying in a super nice place. 他觉得就干净就好啦。So, you know, it's different, yeah, but we make it work. 就是 by me booking all the hotels.
Yeah, we make it work by me doing what I want and him going along with it.
没有没有，哎呀，我觉得不好的一个例子啊。好，其实讲到这些different， 或者 you know the key is really they clashing 冲突的，还有一个就是 personalities。
Okay, right, right. Like, for example, I was having lunch with a friend yesterday, and she was talking about her boyfriend, and, like, I couldn't even believe that these two were together. Every single thing about her was basically the opposite in her boyfriend. And I don't even really know this guy, but I was able to guess so much about him just by looking at her and thinking about what is the opposite of that?
但是不是也说 opposites attract 吗？就是这种跟你特别不一样 personality 特别不一样可能你就很被他吸引哈。所以你的朋友是什么样、
right.
他是比较 outgoing 比较活泼的然后他男朋友是比较就 introvert 还是 the opposite?
Kind of like that. The girl is extroverted, the guy is introverted.
诶但你觉得他看起来开心吗 Does she seem happy?
I think so.
对因为我觉得很多时候 opposite personalities, they attract because they complement each other. 就前面说的互补。
Right.
诶我觉得 when it comes to temper and temperament, 脾气和性情哈这个 in an ideal world, 很美好的最完美的状态是一个急性子一个慢性子两个很互补但在实际生活中我觉得这个是经常 就是吵架的导火索。
Right, like maybe someone is very short-tempered and the other is very, oh, what's the opposite of short-tempered? Relaxed?
中文我们 short-tempered 是急性子嘛然后我们 opposite 叫慢性子。So, can we say slow-tempered?
No, we cannot. Short-tempered is someone who loses their temper very quickly, and the opposite of that is just someone with a nice personality.
Slow to anger.
Slow to anger, that's right.
但我觉得慢性子还就是 不光是 slow to anger, 因为有的时候慢性子它也有一些 negative, 也有一些可能不太好的就是这件事情他应该很急 because it's really important and urgent. 但是他就是、
right.
啊、慢悠悠慢悠悠 I don't care. So, yeah, 那这个可能是吧 not always good.
Right, 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 exactly.
因为我实际生活中我跟我先生就是 he's very quick-tempered, 性子很急。然后 I don't think I'm super slow, 我不是特别慢但跟他一比我就慢很多 So it really took us quite a while to like find our pace after we got married 就是哎，怎么说磨合期啊因为 有一段磨合这个英语怎么说、
adjust to each other
Oh right, it takes time to adjust to each other 其实讲到那个吵架啊 One thing I think really shows someone'spersonality and their temperament and their character 有一个特别能显示这个人脾气然后人格的事情就是 how they fight
right right do they fight fair do they fight dirty
yeah that's really important right 你刚刚说 fight fair 因为每一对 couple 都会吵架 and it's necessary 但是你要 fair 就是公平不能就咱们说的出阴招You just fight dirty, right?
Right, like bring up that thing that happened 10 years ago that has already been resolved, but remember you said that?
Yeah, or something that you know not to touch, not to talk about.
Right, yeah.
Fight dirty, yeah. 好的，那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊，跟大家分享了一些 relationship deal breakers, or they're not really deal breakers to you. You make it work, you...Take time to adjust to each other. 不知道在你的生活当中有哪一些你是和你的另一半特别不一样的啊 But you manage to make it work and you complement each other. 而且还特别互补。
That's right. We are dying to hear your stories, so please leave them in a comment below.
好，那感谢大家的收听，我们今天的节目就到这儿，下次再见。
All right, bye guys.